My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless His name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless His name. My soul sings to please Him, my soul seeks to please Him, my soul seeks to please Him. Bless His name, my soul. He seeks to please Him, my soul seeks to please Him, my soul seeks to please Him. Bless His name this morning. He's a wonder. Yes, He is. In my soul, He's a wonder. In my soul, He's a wonder. In my soul, bless His name. He's a wonder. Yes, He is. In my soul, He's a wonder. In my soul, He's a wonder. In my soul, bless, oh, bless His name. Your eyes upon Jesus. Look for in His wonderful face and the things of the earth will go straight. He did in the light of His glory and grace turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for in His wonderful face and the things, everything, anything. COVID-19 is a thing. Any sickness is a thing. Lack is a thing. Hurt, rejection is the same. Everything of this earth, yes it will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. I need every hour most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every eye, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to, I come to thee. I need me every hour, stay thou nearby. This morning, temptations, they'll lose their power when thou out are nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Oh, yeah. Oh, every hour I need thee, oh, bless. Lord, this morning, bless. Oh, we ask you, Daddy God, to bless us now, our Savior. We come with humble hearts, we come hungry for more of you, we come to We come to thee, breathe on me, breathe on me, Holy Spirit. Breathe on me, take thou my heart, cleanse every part, Holy Spirit. Breath of God, rule, wind of God, breathe on me, breathe on me, Holy Spirit. Breathe on me, take thou heart. Let them part. Holy Spirit, let me be on me. Hallelujah. Greeter, are you?
Praise God, praise God. We are definitely in a serene atmosphere, just blessing the Lord this morning as we had gone into worship with Dr. Vanessa. And when she said, breathe on us, Lord, I tell you, it put us in a different state. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing your presence, allowing your spirit, allowing your goodness to overtake us this morning. We thank you, Father God, because you are our God and we are your people. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of your kingdom. Thank you, O God, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. Thank you, Father God, for the Spirit of truth ruling and reigning in our hearts this morning. Lord, we say, breathe on us, because we need you every hour, every minute, every second. We thank you, Lord, for your divine purpose taking place in this place, in our hearts, and in our country. We thank you, Father God, for allowing your spirit to rule and reign, no matter what it looks like, God. We thank you that you're in full control. Thank you, Lord God, that your word is forever settled in heaven. So we speak your word over the person that's going to come forth with the word of God this morning. We speak blessings. We speak peace. We speak your anointing upon your vessel this morning. And, Lord, we will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. Thank you for each and every individual that's on this call. We ask that you continue to bless them in all their ways. Lord, strengthen them and keep them, Lord God. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as they continue to bring this call forth. Lord, bless their going out and their coming in. Bless Artist Life, Lord God, and the founders and all those, Lord, that are partaking of this wonderful company. We know, Lord God, that you have a plan, and the plan is of good report to give us an expected and a fruitful end. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Rebecca. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am greeting you from Snellville, Georgia. In October of 2010, that is when our call, the Master's Call, was founded by our Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement here is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. That is www.themasterscall.net. This is where all of the messages have been archived on the site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, well, you could submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net, and our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all came together, woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And we are now called Artist Life, but we still feature great products to help the world become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call for artists held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where the team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. PIN number 294-617-POUND. And there's a bypass number if you need to be able to go on those calls for free. And that bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today is Testimonial Thursday on the Morning Motivational Call. And our speaker for the hour is our very own Pastor Minister Candy Delano Wilson. And there are many accomplishments and successes that could be noted about Pastor and Minister Candy, but you could read her full bio, which includes professional, social, and civic accolades, again, on the Master's Call website. However, the thing that she feels is most important is her walk with the Lord. She currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee, is a member of Mount Zion Full Gospel Church, and is the founder of Above the Clouds Ministry. Minister Candy says, by holding on to God's unchanging hand and faith in his word, we can all live above the storms that come in life. Personal experience, she knows that there have been many times when the storms, hurricanes, and tsunamis of life would have swept her away, but for God seeing her through. It's my pleasure to introduce to you our speaker for today, Minister Candy Delano Wilson. Minister Candy, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Please take it away.
Okay. Praise God. Good morning, TMC family. Praise God for another day and another opportunity to speak the word of the Lord to you. I count it a joy and a privilege. You know, a lot has happened since I last spoke. We have seen protests and unrest in this country like never before. And people all over the world have joined in to declare that Black Lives Matter. The coronavirus is surging in many of our states again, and some of them have felt the need to go back to imposing restrictions on businesses. And where this thing is going, we don't know. Far too many people have transitioned and should have, including some loved ones from our TMC family. But in the midst of it all, I am here this morning. I come before you, and I declare that God is still in control. God is still a good, good Father. Just wanted to say that, so let me stop there before I go too far off track. And I want to thank all of you who are instrumental in making today's ministry message happen, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, for all that you do, the many roles that you play, Minister Brenda, Minister Rebecca. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart. Let's pray. God Jehovah, Lord and Master, Mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, we come before you this morning to lift up the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, and the name to which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I thank you for every listener under the sound of my voice. I thank you that every word will resonate throughout the minds and hearts of your people. Guide my mind and my tongue. And Lord, dismantle every evil thought and act that may be sent forth to attack and or discredit your word. I loose the spirit of the living God over this call and over every listener in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, TMC family, I want to pick up from where I left off last time. So let's review what we covered before. We're talking about steps we can take to have a victorious life. I said we need to try to think like God. Search your heart. Renew your mind. Let your mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. We also said, speak the word only. Say what God says. Declare what the word says. Make that your confession. God will do what he says in his word. Then we talked about focusing on the future. God wants to enlarge your territory. He has so much more in store for you if you will only allow him to release it to you. He will open up windows of heaven and pour out a blessing more than you have room for. And then we said, lastly, be joyous, be joyful. Always. You won't always be happy. The storms, the hurricanes, the earthquakes of life will come. But when you have Jesus in your heart, when Jesus is the Lord of your life, you will have unspeakable joy. So today we're going to pick up from there and continue talking about steps we can take to have a victorious life. So next, pursue your victory. It's time for us to be aggressive and energetic about letting go of your past and pressing toward the abundant life God has in store for you. Be proactive. Move and do in the direction of where you want to go. Don't wait for things to come to you. Go to them. Go. Do. Be. Philippians 3:14 says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It is time to rise up and go after your victory. It is time to develop a warrior mentality and proactively pursue the happiness and peace promised you. There are people out there protesting and pursuing their rights, and they have been for the past few weeks, pursuing our rights and justice. They are relentless, and I thank God for them. There was a time back in the day when I would be right out there with them. Now is the time for black and brown victory. Next, live by the Spirit. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your decisions. And choosing to live by the Spirit of the Word of God is the best and most important decision you can make. The next, I think it's number 7, stand strong during adversities. The Word tells us that adversities and challenges will come. They will come. The hurricanes, the tsunamis, the storms of life will come, but they will pass. You see, they provide an opportunity for God's word to become alive in your life, for us to experience things, and God will see us through to victory. I'm reminded of when my son was about 20 months old. A few months before his second birthday, The doctors gave him a death sentence. I've shared this with you before. I stood on God's word, and God said no to that death sentence. And I was able to share that experience with Kenan, my dear Kenan, Willa's son, my nephew, when God gave baby T a death sentence. My son is healthy and well, and he will be 41 this August, next month. And we all know that baby T is healthy and just had her fourth birthday this past Tuesday, the 7th. You know, I love the song that Donnie McClurkin sings, Stand. And those words come alive in my spirit each time I hear them. It says, what do you do when you've done all you can and it seems like it's never enough? And what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone, alone? Tell me, what do you give when you've given your all and it seems like you can't make it through? Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. When you step out to do something big for God, the enemy will send challenges and distractions to knock you off course. But you must take a stand and see the salvation and provisions of the Lord in every area of your life. Next, feed your faith. As a child of God, you have the power within you to overcome the world. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. We have to meditate on the word. We have to believe the word for what it is, living. The words are living. They are alive and they are essential. Focus on God's word and feed your faith. Live to give. Luke 6:30 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured back to you. A major key to us enjoying life and having a victorious life is that we live to give. True happiness comes when we give in some way to others, not by necessity, not by pressure, or guilt, and not for recognition, but from the heart, as directed by God, not by man. It is a simple principle of sowing and reaping. Next, declare blessings. Declare that a blessing over yourself and others, speak it in the name of Jesus and declare you are blessed with God's supernatural wisdom and receive clear directions for your life. Declare today that you are blessed with creativity, courage, talent, and abundant life. You are blessed with a great family, good friends, good health, faith, favor, and fulfillment. You are blessed with success, promotion, supernatural strength, and divine protection. You are blessed with a compassionate heart and a positive outlook on life. Declare that any foul or negative word that has ever been spoken over you is broken. And right now, in the name of Jesus, declare that everything you put your hands to is going to prosper and succeed. And the key to that manifesting in your life is that it is not for your gain or fame, but it is all to and for the glory of God. Have a heart for God to be glorified in what you do, what you get, where you go, and who you know. Next is praise him for the victory, because victory is yours. When God commands something, it is going to happen. When God commanded light, light came, at 186,000 miles per second, and light is still coming. God wants us to live in victory. That means no matter what we are going through, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter how dark it looks, be encouraged that the darkness has to yield to victory. But in order to open the door to victory, we must continually do what the psalmist did. Continually and constantly praise his name. And lastly, fear not. As a child of the Most High, you have nothing to fear. I'm reminded of the acronym for fear: false evidence appearing real. It is not real until you give permission for it to be real. God says in his word in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us, notice the, meaning there's only one. It may manifest in different ways and come from different things, but it's the same, the. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:13-39, that believers are dear to God because they are in Christ, that their every need has been anticipated and provided for, that their guilt has been canceled and provision made for their holy and victorious character, that the Holy Spirit is in them and with them forever, that sin is under their feet and heaven over their heads. What then have they to fear? Paul goes on to show that the love of God is unaffected by even the most extreme changes in our condition. Neither height, nor death, nor life. That it is undiverted from us by any order of being, whether angels, principalities, or powers. That it is universally present throughout creation. And finally, that this love in Christ Jesus, our Lord. But in order to know and experience this love, we must be unified, united to the Lord Jesus by faith. We shall be more than conquerors. That is, we shall be victorious. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for that beautiful and powerful word of how to have a victorious life, the continuation of it. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, let us pray over our prayer requests. Let's bring it up to the throne room. Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we're so glad in it. We thank you for Minister Candy, Lord, and her family and her organization and her community. Lord, we thank you for continuing to bless Minister Candy and pouring back virtue into her, Lord, as she poured out to us. Lord, I thank you for going into overflow with your wonderful blessings and refreshment over her, Lord, in every single area of her life, Lord, and into her family and community. We thank you for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for blessing them and keeping them, Lord, and shining your face on them and being gracious to them, Lord. And we thank you for artist's life. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom and revelation that you are giving them. And Lord, we just lift up our or anyone going through a sickness right now, Lord. And we specifically lift up Dele's family and her daughter, Lakeisha. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you get your full glory in her life, Lord, that Lakeisha declares your wonderful works right here in the land of the living, Lord. And we just say, Lord, and agree that COVID-19 is a name that must bow down to the name of Jesus right now, Lord, and just bring your healing over Lakeisha and her family, Lord. And we just also lift up our bereaved families, Lord. And during this time, Lord, you know what Minister Dealey is going through, Lord, with the homegoing of her aunt and with all of this, Lord. So just pour your peace and your comfort over Dealey, over what she needs and her family needs, Lord. And just refresh her, Lord, and bring her your wonderful joy. I would remind her of it. And we just thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for just blessing them into overflow. And we just thank you for just everything that you're doing, Lord, all the wonderful things that you're doing. Lord, we cannot forget, Lord, and just help us to continue to remember and press forward during the times where it's so difficult for us. We love you, King Jesus, and we pray and agree that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is next, and that number is 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Candy, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with a benediction?
May the grace of God go with you. May you be covered, and may you know things are turning in your favor. May you have a life that is victorious. And my constant prayer is that we hear and see you, God, more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. TMC, have a great day, and keep your eyes on the Master. Goodbye.